One Witness Radio program, and I am Chip Brim with week two. Mom is gone, so I am filling in and excited to do so. Last week we talked about it's war and the mentality of war. We talked about how the Lord Jesus came and right before Oral left, and he said to him, there is a weakness and a wimpiness in the church. And boy, I tell you what, it got to me, and the Lord spoke to me about it. And so you need to go on our archives and or the websites and check that out or call us. But this week I want to share something with you that's very on my heart, burning, and that I believe the Lord has for us. And you know, Mom is so thankful for all the partners, and so am I, and everybody who listens to this broadcast, and everybody at Oasis, and we love you guys so much, and you mean so much to us, and it's an honor for us to be on here, and we're so very thankful that we can speak into your lives, and we value that. And God connected us, and we are a team. Whether you like it or not, we are a team. And one thing you should know about me and Mom and others here is we love to win and hate to lose. So this is our heart, and if you please would allow me to coach you today and maybe the rest of this week, it may not tickle your ears so much, but it will be worth it in the long haul, and it will up your victories and get rid of your defeats. And I want you to let me to convince you, let me correct you, let me warn you, rebuke you, let me encourage you, but mostly let me train you. And just have that willingness to be trained, that willingness to be coached. I remember when I was coaching, every coach in the sound of my voice knows what I'm talking about. You love coachable players. When you have a player who wants to be coached, that kid can go as far as he wants to go. But when you have people who are not very coachable, I already know that or this or that, then it makes it tough and they'll never reach their potential. So I want you to be coachable. Now, when I was in New Mexico, I was getting ready to preach, and I was doing what Mom had taught me to do, and go to my hotel room, spend time with God, seek him, and he'll tell you what he wants preached that night. Because not only does he have God has a purpose and a plan for every man and woman and child's life, he has a purpose and plan for every meeting. And if we get on our knees, if we seek God, we will find out what that purpose is. So I was doing that, and I preach there every year, and I love this particular church, and I was there, and the Lord said, you know, I'm trying to get my new stuff all ready that I have, and and the Lord said, preach this. Well, I knew I had already preached that, and man, it was inside of me, preach that again, and I'm like, God, and I'd put that over to the side, you know, cover it up with a towel or something. God, I've already preached that. And I even called a guy from the church, have I preached that? And he said, yeah, you already preached that here. And he even quoted some stories I told in that sermon and some scriptures. But the Lord kept on me I wrestled with God in that hotel room. And he was saying, preach that again. And I said, oh, God. And so finally, the Lord said to me this. Now, listen to this, people. He told me, he said, I didn't call you to entertain. I called you to train. And I thought, oh my goodness. And I remembered my calling in my office years ago. He said to me, and I was a coach in baseball. I was 15 minutes before practice. And he said, now's the time. I said, God, I don't know how to preach. All I know how to do is coach. And he said to me, did I not help you train champions in baseball for 14 years? And I said, God, yes, you did help me. See, there's that word train. I gave you all the glory. He said, then I will help you train champions for me because I'm coming back for a champion church. And there was train again. And I knew that's it. He has called me. My calling is he's going to help me train the champion church. I'm not the only one, but that's what we're called to do. And the Lord said to me, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. There's nothing wrong with entertaining. I created entertainment. But it's not to be in the church. The church is a training grounds, not an entertaining stage. And he started telling me that he created entertainment. He said, heaven's going to be filled with entertainment. Heaven's going to have, are you kidding me? All the desires, he gives us the desires of our heart. And a lot of that's entertainment. But it's the devil who perverts entertainment. But here's the problem. He said to me, the problem has been, don't let the entertain mindset get into the church. And it's easy to see why, isn't it, people? Because we live in a society of entertainment. We are Christians who live in this world. We take part in this world. We're not supposed to live in a closet. There are movies to see. Yes, we should see the right movies. Yes, we should be led by the Holy Spirit. And there's movies we shouldn't see. But there's TV. Yes, there's good TV to see, and there's bad TV. There's the internet, good and bad. Computers, phones, video games, sports, filled with entertainment. Heaven's going to be filled with entertainment. If you think that there's cool roller coasters here, trust me, there's going to be great ones in heaven. If you think there's going to be neat movies here, you just wait. Heaven's going to be filled with entertainment. We live in an entertainment era, but it has slipped into the mindset of the church as they bring it in. The Christians now are saying, entertain me and not train me. And that is not a place to be entertained. Now, I'm speaking to not only teachers and pastors, you're not to preach to entertain, but to train. That's how you become the champions. That's how champions become champions. Trust me. I've been on many champion teams. There was not entertaining in practice just so I entertain. Can you imagine? Okay, guys, I don't want to do that yet. We did that yesterday, and I don't want you to get bored. We would never win. Losing would be a norm. Forget championship rings. Forget banners. Forget all of that. We would never win. Because why? I'm concerned about entertaining them. And I'm also talking to praise and worship. We don't need to. Your praise and worship should bring the anointing and the glory and give God glory and the anointing for the sermon and the word that's going to be taught that day and trained and teach to us. This is what we need. But we have come in, entertain me, and a lot of us don't even realize this. And I'm going to give you some things to help you to realize if this is the mode you're in. The entertain mode demands fresh, new, exciting, something fun. Don't bore me, and don't repeat something. We want something interesting and dramatic. We want give us goosebumps. We want new material, please. I mean, these are all things that feed the entertain part of you. And just like society, if there's a comedian, oh, he's funny, but you want new material. You don't want to go and hear him do the same jokes. It's the same as with look at the era that we live in. Rocky, was that enough? Movies. Think about Rocky. No, we needed 1, 2, 3, 4, Rambo, 1, 2, 3. What about Star Wars? That's cool, but let's do it backwards. We need something new and fresh and exciting. Even our teens, we have High School Musical, 1, 2, 3, 4, Shrek, 1, 2, all of these things over and over and over. TV sitcoms, if they're bored, what happens? They're canceled. They're put on reruns. Music industry, you don't just have one song. You don't just have one album. You'll be a joke. You'll be one and done. You'll be called a one-hit wonder and made fun of on VH1 for the rest of your career. It's the same in politics. This is the entertainment era that we live in. People have based their votes on because they wanted something new, not on who the candidates were, not on what they believe. We just want something new, something fresh, something exciting. We've got to, church, identify this problem and not let it in our spiritual lives, and especially not in the house of God. That is a place for training. And training, the difference between entertaining and training, entertaining is new, fresh. Training, you know what training is? Over and over and over and over. It's repetition until what? You don't even think about it. You react. You've done it so many times, you just react. There's no effort on your part. It's natural. You've trained so much, it's not even hard. Think about it. Something comes up. A problem comes at you in your face. You've been trained over and over with faith that you just automatically react in faith. Something tries to steal your love walk. You automatically, love comes out of you. Automatically, you start rejoicing. Automatically, you know to start giving. Automatically, you know these things because you've been trained. Don't go to the house of God. Go expecting. Don't go entertain me. Don't find a place where it's comfortable and you just want entertainment. And the reason that's happened is because of the era and the society we live in. But people, please, this is not a place, the church, to be entertained. It's a place to be trained. And if you want entertainment, I guarantee you the Holy Ghost will entertain you. Now, the whole Bible and everyone in it emphasizes training. take God to Joshua. He's taken over Moses' part. He says this, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Now tell me if this is training over and over, repetition. Second thing he tells Joshua, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Then he tells him a third time, Joshua, did I not command thee, be strong? What's he saying? In other words, I'm going to tell you, boy, until you get it. I'm going to tell you over and over and over until you get it inside of you to be strong and courageous. And then to top that all off, he says after that, meditate on this day and night. Folks, that's training 101. We have to be trained. Paul says in Philippians 4:9 in the Amplified, I love this, listen to this. Practice what you've learned. Practice what you've received. Practice what you've heard. And practice what you've seen in me. And model your way, everybody say way, of living on it. Practice these things over and over until it becomes easy and natural to you. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child. There's the word train. In the way. Now notice that, remember? Paul said in Philippians 4:9, practice these things and model your way. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Well, there's a lot of people who don't know the way. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is the way, and we've got to be trained in this. Train up a child so they know the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. But there's a lot of Christians right now, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way to... You want to know why? Because we haven't been trained enough. We need to be trained over, 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 and over, and over, and over. You ought, if your pastor comes in and he has preached that sermon 20 times, you ought to high-five the guy next to you and chest bump him or do something. Get excited because you are being trained. 1 Timothy 4 and 7 through 8 in the Amplified, train yourselves towards godliness, keeping yourselves spiritually fit. For physical training is of some value, but spiritual training is useful and valuable in everything and in every way for the present life and the life to come. Isn't that interesting? Train yourselves spiritually. Get spiritually fit. Now, physical training is of some good value, but it ain't everything in every way. He said spiritual training is everything in every way. Now, we are so excited that you have been listening. We're going to continue into this training series. But for more information about Billy Brim Ministries or Champions for Christ, call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget about our 10th annual youth rally that's coming up this summer. I'm telling you, it's the greatest youth rally in the world. Glory to God. It'll be July 26th through the 30th. In Branson, Missouri. Mom will be speaking there. I'll be speaking there. Steve Munns, Jeremy Pearson's Go Ministries. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. Or you can log on to our websites, billybrim.org or www.champions4christ.org. Champions4christ.org. This is Chip Brim filling in for Mom, who would be saying shalom. And I'm saying keep training, church.